Be'ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibben Rav Yosef, and for Refuah Shleimah for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos, daf Kof Ches. We got 2 weeks left in Yevamos for the thrilling conclusion. Here we go. We're up to the Mishnah on Kof Zayin Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah,
Amen.
Good morning. Chanachanach Yisrael Moshe Rubin from Harrisburg, David Yoshua, Avi, Dr. Joe Yitzchak Yosef, Geshen Eitan Svika, and Reb Mordechai in the flesh. Wow, special schos. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Eizui Ketana Shetzvika Lamayim. What is a Ketana who needs to do Miyun? Kol Shisiyua Ima V'Acher L'data. So this Mishnah is all about a Ketana who has to do Miyun. If the mom and the brothers or the brothers marry her off, lidata, she has to say that she's interested in this as well. They at least have to tell her about it. Hisiyua shelo lidata, if they marry her off without her knowledge, they didn't even mention it to her, even though they dressed her up in nice clothing and they brought her into a chuppah, but they didn't tell her what was going on. Eina tzricha lamayim. She doesn't even need me, and it's nothing. If she doesn't know about it, it's not even a marriage. It's zero, ephes, zilch, nada, nothing. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanim Natim to Omer, Kol tinokas she'ini chol lishmar kiddushah, if she's not old enough to know what marriage is bichlal, which the Rishonim say over here, the Rambam writes, is lower, less than 6 years old. That's what the Rambam says. And the Meiri. Less than 6 years old, that marriage is meaningless. She doesn't have to do miyun. It's meaningless. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein maise ketana klum. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Even if she's older than that age, ein maise ketana klum. The actions of a ketana are meaningless. Ela kimafuta. Rather, if the brother and the mom marry her off, she's mamish like a girl just being raped, or being seduced, I should say. Being seduced. So it's meaningless. He disagrees with this whole institution. He says that even though it's true that she needs miyun, but at the end of the day, he says that this marriage does not really accomplish anything that a normal marriage would accomplish. So he holds she doesn't need truma if she's a Yisrael, if she's a Yisraelis married to a Kohen, meaning she does need miyun, but none of the other halachas, let's say he does not yerish her, he's not metame to her, all the normal laws of marriage don't apply. It's just like a designation. It's like, you know, you need a miyun to get out of it, but that's it. That's the only halacha that they are married. As far as, meaning, they're allowed to have marital relations, that they're allowed to have. They have marital relations, but all of the halachas of marriage do not apply. So there's not going to be Yerusha, there's not going to be Tumah, and she can't eat Truma, right? If she's a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, doesn't eat Truma, Bas Kohen to Yisrael, doesn't eat Truma. So it's not considered to be halach marriage at all. We'll discuss in the Gemara.
If there's a child, what's the status of the child?
Well, I guess it would be like Panei Abala Pnuya. I don't know. The Shum Dover.
When she marries the...
We'll see. Let's say he's not Zakei B'maisei Adeo Mitzvayasa.
Did they consider if the girl was older, let's say if she was just about 11 or whatever, and she had relations... You know, does she consider a besula for her next husband? Does she get the whole
super? Well, when she had relations, though. She's not a besula. No, she had relations. No, yeah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we'll see. The Gemara's going to talk about this. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Kala kavashihi min ha'ish ki'ilu hi'ishto. Any marriage that ends in a get, that he divorced her, so they were married beforehand. Any end of a marriage that comes as a result of the woman, namely miyud, ki'ilu eina ishto, it turns out retroactively that they were never married. There's a difference between get and miyun. Get, a marriage that ends in a get, so they were married before it. A marriage that ends in a miyun, they weren't. The Gemara is going to explain, legabe, what halacha is this exactly in afkamina. We'll see later on in the Gemara what this line means. There's going to be a little bit of a dispute of exactly what this line means. Says the Gemara, we learned in a brisa. Barishona, how you kosin get miyun. Originally, in the document of miyun, when a woman would do a miyun, they would give her a document to prove that the marriage ended. What would they write in this document? Lo rayana be, lo tzivyana be, v'lesen abayelis naspale. I don't like him. I don't want him. And I don't want to be married to him. Now, that's a very long language. So it looks like a get. And already it's such a long language, so then people are getting confused. So, kevan dechazud benafish dibur. Once the rabbi saw that this was a very long language, Amri, so Chazal said, asi lechlufe begita. People are going to confuse miyun with an actual get, and they're going to come to think that this is a real get, so she's going to be usher and his relatives. Takinu hachi. So they changed the language that it should be shorter and more to the point to indicate that it's something different going on than a get. Takinu biyon pliny miyana plinus bas plony ban pana. On the following day, plinus bas plony did miyon in front of us. That's what the document would say. Then the edim would sign it. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan Rabbis Tana Brisa. Ezehu miyon. What is an example of miyun amra efshi v'ploni bali? If she says, I don't like my husband, or even she doesn't say the guy's name, efshi v'kidushin shekitruni imi v'achi, I don't want the marriage that my mom and my brothers married me off, that's miyun. Yes, akinam Rabbi Yehuda, afilu, even if they, yosheves ba'apiryon, even if they hadn't yet really gotten together, hadn't yet lived together, she's just sitting in this special chair for a kallah. And she's on her way from her heart. They're carrying her in this special chair. Apparently, he used to carry her in the chair from the dad's house to the husband's house. And she says, I don't want this. I don't want to go through with this. Nevertheless, zehu miyun.
Rabbeinu, do they need Adam here or they don't need Adam?
So pashtus has to be b'fnei shlosha. Some say b'fnei shnayim. We paskin it's enough. Miyun we paskin I think is b'fnei shnayim. In front of edim is enough. As you might have thought here, she doesn't mean it. She's being carried on the way. She says, "I don't want it." What do you mean? So what are you going along with this for? No, she just likes the ride, whatever it is. So we say no. It's considered to be a miyun. Yes, so I can't remember that. I feel how you are him b'subim b'ispala. Even if all the guests came for the meal, the yomen is a mashkalem. She's giving out the drinks. Varmalam ef she beploni bali harei umiyan. I don't really want to be married to this guy, even though she's in the middle of the party. So it sounds like she doesn't really mean it. No, if she says I don't want to get married, even though they weren't bifnei bezdin, and even though they were not eidim, the guests are not eidim because they're not gonna tell the husband. Nevertheless, the miyun is chal. So says Rashi. Yes, okay, number Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it sounds like even if she does it not in front of Adam, that's what this line seems to say. Even if she does not in front of Adam, she says, I don't want him, and people heard her. So then, it's chal. Yes, okay, number Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. I feel shigra bala itzel chenvani love lo chevitz mishalo. Even her husband sent her to the store to go buy something. V'amra, and she just tells the scorekeeper, by the way, efshi b'ploni bali. Even though she didn't mean in front of one person, that's the chiddush over, she didn't mean only from the storekeeper, and maybe she didn't really mean it. She just got upset with her husband for one reason. You know, I don't really like this guy I'm married to. How do you know that's miyun? He says, nevertheless, ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh. Wow. The Gemara says, Rashi understands that that's the ultimate example of miyun. Each one adds on. Some say that the last couple of opinions, not really a machlokas. The Rif and the Rosh actually quote all of these. The Rambam does not quote all of them, but it sounds like each one's adding on another point, that this is called Mian even, this is called Mian. There's not necessarily a Machlokos over here. They're each saying that even this, they're just saying each one saying like a bigger Chiddush, even this is called Mian.
Using the word Gadol, does that suggest that it's better to say it to someone who's not involved than to aid
him with the... Interesting question. When the Gemara uses language of Ein Lecha Mian Gadol Mizeh, like that's the ultimate expression of Mian. What's ultimate about it? What's ultimate about it? Right. Some say this means, the Meiri writes, the Chiddush is that even if the husband sent her to bring something of his, and she went and brought something from hers, she did something to bring them together. She brought him a gift or something. So you might have thought she doesn't really mean to do me, and nevertheless, that's called me. Rishon will talk about exactly what the issue is over here. Anyway, the point is, even if she, any language that she says that expresses, I don't like this, I want out, and even in front of one person, it sounds like in the Gemara, at least according to some opinions, so she's out.
She have to say it in front of the husband?
Like no. It sounds like, no, here it's talking. No, even if she says it not in front of the husband.
She doesn't have to know about it?
That was the last mission. That was yesterday's daf, right?
Yeah.
We had that at Gershon Eitan. We had that at yesterday's daf. That was the first mission of the Perek. It says, Machlok is Beshaya Beshilo. Right? Beshamay Omen Befanov. Beshamay Taka says it has to be in front of the husband. We don't pass that way. Beis Hillel Omim, Befanav Shalom Befanav, even not in front of the husband at all. Rabbi Chaim did this Omer, and by the way, but I hear that your point, the logic of Beis Shammai is that we're trying to discourage Mian. And the reason why it has to be Befanav is because we assume she's not going to have the guts to tell it to his face. So we don't have, you know, once he's in front of him, she's not in front of him. A lot of things people are, they could text or they could write on social media, but when they're standing in front of the guy, they're not going to say it the same way. Not going to say it the same thing. Okay, says the word Rabbi Chaim Ben Zoma Kol Tinokos She'eni Yochel Lishma Kiddusha. If she's not 6 years old, she's not old enough to know what marriage is, so she doesn't even have to do Mian. The marriage was meaningless. He gave her the ring. She's going to throw it down the toilet. She doesn't know what a ring is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Chaim Ben Tignas. We follow this opinion. Tana Kitana Shalom Miana Va'amda Venises. She didn't do Mian, but she went and married a different guy. Now, that sounds like Mian to me, says the Gemara. Wow. The marriage to somebody else does haste a Mian. There's no greater Mian than that. She went ahead and married another guy. That means, yeah, she can get the hint, right? Very good.
She can do that as a
Katana.
She went on her own. So you want to say that she went rogue. Hold on one second.
He can't get a handle on these.
No, it's, I mean, well, let's say, you know, let's say it was that the mother and the brothers married off to somebody else.
Oh, they can do that.
Maybe the mother and the brothers did it.
Yeah, okay.
And she went along with it.
Yeah.
Well, she told them, listen, go get me married to this guy.
Yeah.
And so they did it. I think that's what it is.
By telling her mother, does that in itself what constitutes marriage?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She didn't say, I don't want this guy. She said, go marry me to somebody else. So, yeah, I think so. Ibailahu, Niskadsha Mahu. What about if she didn't, actually have Nisun with the other guy? She just had Kiddushin with the other guy. Is that uprooting it? Is it only Nisun or no? Says Amar Tashma, come here, Ruf Kitana Shalom Miyana. A katano didn't do mean. Vamda v'niskadsha, b'shem yudim v'miser omar kiddusha, not just nisuin, even kiddushin, that itself is a mean. Makes sense. Ibailu, pligi rabban alei d'rabbi yudim v'miser olo. Is there a machlokas about this? About whether kiddushin constitutes a mean or no? Vim tim salama pligi, b'kiddushin, does he argue by kiddushin or afilu b'nisuin? Is there an argument by kiddushin or the Rabbanan even argue by Nisuin and say that no, it's not a good meal. And if you tell me the machlokes applies both pagidushin and nisun, is that a legit miyud? Do we follow the chachamim? Do we follow the rudim and meseira in all these cases, or do we follow chachamim? Vimtim zla halachamoso binisun afil kedushin. If we say the halach is like rudim and meseira, is halach like by nisun or even by kedushin? Halach is like that it does constitute a miyud. The Gemara is going to bring a riot to all four of these questions with one situation. Tashma. Amar Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, halacha mechlal de pligi, v'akati d'bayalach, davin nesiva meikara odilma mekacha. Now again, so the halacha is like in bein b'kiddushin, bein b'nisun, all the cases. But now we have a fifth kasha. V'akati d'bayalach, davin nesiva meikara odilma mekacha. Is this true that we follow his opinion only in a case of where they were, had kiddushin with the first situation? Or even if they already slept together in the first one, would halach apply there? Tashma, dechalase deavdon imrud. Tashma, come in here, proof. Dechalase deavdon imrud. The daughters-in-law of Avdon, they were ketanos, so they rebelled against their husband. Shadar Rebbe Zuge Dirabban Lamiv Dikinu. So Rebbe sent two Tamidi Chacham to check them out. Did they really want to back out on the marriage or not? Amaluhu Nashe. The women said to these rabbis, Chazu Gavraichu Dikaasu. Look over there, your husbands are coming. Amaluhu. So the girls responded and said, these guys, I wish they would be your husbands. Meaning, we no longer want them to be our husbands. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, from the fact that they said, I wish they were your husbands and not my husbands, so ein lechamin gadol mizeh, that's considered to be a good miyun. My lav, the havinah sivna, sounds like they were already married. No, it's not a proof. Lo, the havin mekachi kedushin, maybe they only had kedushin. Maybe they didn't have any students. You have no right from here. But what's the halacha? The halacha k'Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, afilu b'nisuin dekama. Even if you had nisuin in the first marriage, the halacha is still like Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, that even a kiddushin that follows on nisuin constitutes a miyun. And that's the way you paskin. Rabbi Lez.
So I meant this morning that the sons of Abdon were objectionable to their wives because they learned bad meters from their father. This is a good lesson.
Wow. Okay, yeah, right. That's certainly right. They learned the bad meters from the father. That's where we learn the meters often. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ein Maisa Katana Klum, Ella Kemufuta. So Rabbi Lezer had this strange shita that all of you asked about when we learned the mystery. Rabbi Lezer had this very funny shita that they're married and they need a miyud, but none of the halachas of marriage apply to the girl while she's married. Strange halacha. So the Gemara says, "Amri Yudah Mar Shmuel, Chizanu Hakol Tzadik Chachamim V'loy Matzino Adam Shehishu Midaisav B'Ketana K'Rabbi Elazar." Nobody agrees to this ridiculous opinion. Like, make up your mind: are they married or they're not married? She'asar Rabbi Elazar K'Mitayelas Imo B'Chatzer. Rabbi Elazar sort of makes this marriage into like they're just like strolling together in the courtyard, but there's no halachas of marriage. She has relations with this guy, and then she goes to mikvah because when she's tumming, when she had relations, she can't eat truma. She goes to the mikvah, and that night she goes and eats truma. She's a bas kohen married to Yisrael. She's having relations with Yisrael. She goes to the mikvah, and that night she goes and eats truma. Tanya. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ein Maisa Ketana Klum, Ve'ein Balazaka Lo B'Mtsiyasa Lo Maisa Dev Lo Barfaros Nadarea. The husband has none of the halachas of being the husband. Ve'ein Yorshe Mitam Lo. He's not, doesn't do Yerusha, doesn't do, right, if he's a Kohen, he can't go to her Levaya, and he doesn't inherit her. That's the Dinim Doraisa of marriage. Kol Shadavar, Ein Oki Ishal Chadavar, Ella Shetzricha Miyun. That's the only thing that they're married as far as, that she needs a Miyun to get out of there. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Balazaka bimitziyasu v'maisi yodeh. even though it's only a marriage midrabbanan. So the rabbis say, hefker bezdin hefker. The rabbis have the power to say, even though they're not married midoraisa, hefker bezdin hefker. So this is a famous raya to the shitas haktsois. The hefker bezdin hefker is not just a hafka. There's a machlok, it's the ktsos and the nesivas. And when hefker bezdin hefker, does hefker bezdin hefker, it says hefker, can it just make something hefker? Or can it even be motzi something for someone's rishos and put it into somebody else's rishos? Famous machlokes, ktsos and nesivas. They want to bring a raya from here. What do you mean? Hefker bezdin hefker, that's what the Rishonim say over here. That the rabbis can uproot the money from her, she finds a lost object, and put it in his rishos. So hefker bezdin hefker is not just a hafka, it's mamisha, it can be makna something. It's a haknoe. So says Rashi in Gittin Daf Chof. This is the opinion of the Rashba. Rabbeinu Yona in Bava Basra writes, Hefker Bezdin Hefker is only a hafka, not a hakna. Might be dependent on the mocker, we pointed this out, right? We quoted two makoros about Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Anyway, Rav Shomer Bala, no, it's that guy. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. V'bafaras Nadarah. He could even be made for her Nadarim, V'yorsha. He inherits her. Umitamilov, he's a kohen. He's going to go to her Levaya. Even though it's only Nisun Drabbanan. Wow. Well, how does that work? It's only Nisun Drabbanan. The Kohen's allowed to be Mitame. Midoraisa, they're not married. How could the rabbis uproot a Din Doraisa and allow to be Mitame? So the Rishonim say, Rashi says, she's like a Mace Mitzvah. She has the status of a Mace Mitzvah. It's a little bit funny. What do you mean? Maybe somebody else. Why can't her parents marry? Yeah. But so says Rashi, apparently. Klolosol Dover. Gotta go a little faster here. Gotta get to the bris. Kolashal Dover. Harehi Kiishto Lukol Dover Ella Shayotim Bimiya. No! Rabbi Shua says they're mamish married for everything. Ella Shayotim Bimiya. The only difference is she goes out of the marriage without a get. So he has the opposite problem. How come you're letting her out of such a stark marriage with nothing? So Rabbi Lezer says it's a nothing marriage, so it ends with nothing. Almost nothing. Mir. But Rabbi Shua says it's a stark marriage that ends with nothing. So that's going to have a dispute now. I'm a Rebbe. Nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar but divrei Rabbi Shua. He thinks Rabbi Elazar makes more sense. If it's a nothing marriage, it ends with a nothing miyun. Rabbi Elazar hishu midaisav. Biktana. For Rabbi Shua cholak. Rabbi Shua says, when it comes to the marriage, you're telling me they're fully married. And when it comes to ending the marriage, you're saying it's a nothing. She just goes out by saying, I'm out of here. Says the Gemara, no. My chalak. Why are you telling me Rabbi Shua's doesn't make sense? He's splitting. Iishto he tiboy get. The Rabbi Lezer nami. I love ishto he miyunami lo tiboy. According to Rabbi Lezer, you shouldn't need anything. Even me and you shouldn't need to get out of it. Says the Gemara, what? El bechdi tebuk? What do you mean? No, you can't. There was a giving of money. There was kesef kedusha. There was a shtar. There was something. There was bia. So this guy, you can't just leave with nothing. Okay, that's the interesting Gemara. Which opinion makes more sense? Okay, Rabbi Lezben Yaakov.
So when does the transfer over? So if I'm a katana and then I get miyun, like at what point can I no longer do miyun? Like when she's no longer a katana?
Yeah, when she gets a gedol. Actually, two double tongue plon and he wrote it. Yeah, Rabbi Lezben Yaakov Omer. He made this enigmatic statement. If it ends in a get, then it was a marriage. If it ends in the miyun, then it wasn't a marriage. Hey chidami akavashi min ish, akavashi ainim min ish, amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, tavua li nase, va'amra, machmas ploni bali, zui akavashi min ish. Let's say somebody asked her to get married, and she doesn't agree. She says, well, I'm already married. I have a husband already. So that's akavashi min ish. So she's showing she wants the marriage, and therefore she's considered to be married, and she needs a miyun. But machmas bnei adam shein hamugadlo. If somebody asks to get married, she says, "I don't want to marry you," not because she's married to the first guy. I don't want to marry you. Zui akavah she'ena mina ish. So such a case, she's not really married to the first guy because she's showing that she doesn't really want the first guy. She wouldn't even need to meet him in such a case. That's what the Mishnah is trying to teach me. That's one explanation. Abaye bar oven rav chini bar oven dami tarvayu nasan lo get zui akavah shumina ish. If he gives her a get, so therefore, v'hu aser b'krova savi aser b'krovav upasal minat kahuna. So they're each aser and they disqualify from the kahuna. Mianabo. But if she does miyun, wow. So even if they were just married with Rabbanah, if he gives her a get, so she's going to be usher in his relatives, and he's usher in her relatives. But if it's miyun, it uproots the marriage retroactively, so there never was a marriage, so they're allowed to marry each other's relatives. Ask the Gemara, Haktanu lekaman, hamema'enes be'ish, hu mutter b'krova sev, yimitar z'krova, v'lo pasam enakuna, nasan la get, hu has b'krova sev, yes, sir b'krova, pasam enakuna. What do you mean? We already learned this halacha. Why do we need to tell this again? Says the Gemara, pirushikam afarish. No, the next Mishnah is just explaining the end of this Mishnah. So it's right. It's the same thing twice, but it's just explaining what it means. So let's learn it right away. So that's exactly the next line. Says the next Mishnah, Hamema'enes be'ish, if a girl does miyun, humutu b'krovosev, humutaris b'krovav, v'lo pasam enakuna. Nasam laget, hu asu b'krovosev, yesu b'krovav, v'lo pasam enakuna. Nasam laget v'chazira. U'mianabo. Let's say a guy gives the girl a get, then he marries her again. Machzer grushasa. It's a mitzvah. But then she does miyun. All while she's a ketana. V'nises la'acher, then she marries somebody else. She's allowed to go back to the first husband. Wow. So watch this. Here's going to be the key point for the whole rest of today's daf. You hear what happened over here? The girl gets, the mother and the brothers marry her off as a ketana. The husband gives her a get. Then he marries her again. Then he gives her a miyun. So what happens is the miyun wipes out the get. It's like the get never happened. So therefore, if she goes and marries somebody else, and he divorces her or he dies, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Because we don't view it as if there was a get. It was just miyun. The miyun erases the get. So there's no iser master grushasa if she marries somebody else in the interim. You with me?
Yeah.
You guys on Zoom, you with me? Got it?
So when she married again the first husband, it was the same thing. Not
the exactly. The miyun uproots the get.
But it wasn't her decision, it was from her parents.
What do you mean?
Because if she...
To marry.
Yeah, she would have done it, and she would obviously have said that I'm bored. Yes. Mianabo, however, the other way around. Mianabo, the exir of Anasim Laget, if first they did a mian, then she gets back together with him, and then they do a get the second time, oh, then that's different. Anasim Laget, Vinicius La'achan, and she marries somebody else from the Saramon and Skasha, the husband dies or divorces her. Asura laksolo. She's not allowed to go back to the first one. Because since you gave her a get second, so the get is what stands. And therefore it's the iser, at least looks like machzer grushasa. Even though he didn't have to give her a get. But he gave her a get, so it looks like machzer grushasa. So therefore you're not allowed to do it. Midrabanan. It's a problem of machzer grushasa. Midrabanan. Says more zaklal. Get achar miyun. Asura laksolo. If she married somebody else in the interim. Miyun achar get, mutaras lachzer. Because the miyun wipes out the get. Oh, now let's get a little more complicated. A little yuvamas here. 2 weeks left, a little yuvamas. Here we go. Hamema'enes b'ish, v'niseis la'acher, v'girsha, la'acher u'mianabo, la'acher v'girsha, la'acher u'mianabo. You hear this? A girl marries a guy, all by katana. And she does miyun, then she marries another guy and does divorce, marries another guy and does miyun, marries another guy, divorce, marries another guy, miyun. So we have three miyuns and two divorces. Zakla. Kol sheyotzei imenu beget, any of the guys who she lost with a get, asur lachzalo. She can't go back to the get guys. But any of the miyun guys, muteras lachzalo. She can go back to the miyun guys because she was never married to them in the first place.
You know the rule with Akhtana that you can marry three only? Because it doesn't marry 400 or 600.
Maybe
a miyun is not considered marriage.
Why isn't she called the katlanis? Right, so the miyuns never happen. So those never happen. So what do we say? There's three miyuns and two gittin. Right, but three gittin and two miyuns wouldn't be good.
Right.
Exactly.
All these marriages have to take place
you can't do
that. Yes. Yeah. Alma. Asi miyun. Now, says the Gemara. Alma. Asi miyun. Umevatel get. Again, the first case, right? In the first case, the miyun is umevatel the get. But by the same husband. At the minyan, that's what we said, right? Mi asim yim mevatel gita, or remin ol es contradiction. Hama ma'anis bish. What about the other case? From the Seifa. Hama ma'anis bish, v'niseis la'acher v'girisha, la'acher u'miyan abo, la'acher v'girisha, la'acher u'miyan abo, ze'akal. Kos yasim ena beget, asur lakser lo, v'miyan v'teres lakser lo. So the Gemara is saying, Ama lo asim miyan d'chavre, u'mevatel gita didei. That the mian of the second guy is not mevatel the get of the first, meaning really, the mian of the third guy is not mevatel the get of the second guy. So first, so the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Tavra, Mishi Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. You're right. It must be a machlokes between the Reisha and the Seifa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Humay Kushya, the Dilma, mian di day, mevatel get di day. The mian with him is mevatel the get with him, but mian the chavre, lo mevatel gita didei. But the mian of the other guy is not mevatel the get of him. Says the Gemara, well, what's the difference? Well, maishna mian the chavre, lo mevatel gita didei. Aide de makeres beremizosav ukritzosav azul mishabush maisila. What's the reason why we say the mian of somebody else is not mevatel the get of him? Because we're afraid, since they know each other, So the first husband is going to try to convince her to come back to him, even after she's married to the second one. So that's why we say that a miyun is not mevatel get. Says Gemara, but say the same thing by the guy himself. Miyun didei nami lo levatel gita didei. We should say the same svar that a miyun with him should not be mevatel to get with him, because we're afraid the aidi de makeres per mizozo v'kritzozo azo mishabish. Maybe he's going to go try to convince her back, and she's going to violate machzor gushasa u'maisila. So that's why it's not mevatel. So we should say the same svara that a mian with the guy himself shouldn't be mevatel to get the get of the guy himself. Says the Gemara, the big difference is hakfar shabsha. She already left the guy. Hakfar shabsha. He already tried to get her back. Veloi shabsha. She didn't succeed in keeping her. He didn't succeed in keeping her. So by the guy himself, the mian is mevatel again, because he tried to get her back and she left him again. So obviously, he's not being successful again, but by different husbands, we're afraid maybe he'll get her back. So the mean is not mevatel to get. Says Ma'al, I kasha. No, this is what I could ask you. Dechavre adechavre kasha. No, there's a stira between the friend and the friend. Why? Because in the middle of our Mishnah, we still learn mianabo v'chzira. And then, nasan la get, v'niseis la'acher, v'nis'armel niskasha. Asura laksalo. She's not allowed to go back to him. Taima dinis armalo niskarsha. Hum miyana. If there was mean to the second guy, muteras laksalo. You're allowed to go back to the first husband who you had to get from. Alma, asi miyun de chavre umavatal gita dide. So you see that the miyun is mevatel the first get. Gemara is going to say it's not true. Uramini, hamamanus beish vinises laacher, vigirsha, laacher miyana bo, zaklal, kol. You're right, you have to say it's a machlokas. Ul Amar, no. There's a you can't compare the two cases. Yeah, maybe kigon sheshil shabegitin. Maybe de mechezia kigadoyla. Maybe we're talking about a case that there were three gitin. Once you have three gittin, demechse kigadoyla. Oh, she looks like she's already a gadola. If there was a get to the first one, and then a get to the second one, and then a get to the third one, there was already three gittin. So it's so not shchiach, it looks like she's a gadola. It looks like she must be a gadola. People are going to get confused. Say the gate lady had three gittin. Three miyans, I can understand. But three gittin, she looks like a gadola, and that's why... And that's why we disqualify her. But three miyuns, there's no reason to disqualify her. Says the Gemara, Uman Tanoi. Now, we said before that there is a machlokas. We said before that that we said, Mishishanu, the first answer we gave was, Mishishanu Zu Lo Shanu Zu. There's a machlokas Tanoim about whether or not miyun is mevatel get or not. It's machlokas Tanoim. So we want to know, who are the Tanoim that argue about this? I mean, the Rav Maidichsev Meimenu Bekesef Shasinu Eitzenu Bemechir Yavo. That in order to learn Torah is compared to water. You have to pay money for it. And in order to get good advice, good advice in Divrei Torah, you have to pay money for it. What's that? B'shas ha-sakana. When there's a gzeira not to learn Torah, nispaksha halacha zu. So this halacha was asked in the times of sakana. Hareisha yatsa b'rishon b'get. U'misheni b'miyon, ma'o shetachsa l'rishon. Girl marries the first one with miyon. And the second one, she gets out of it with a get. Can she go back to the first husband? So they didn't know the answer. Sachru adamecha b'arim me'azuz. So it was a shas sakana. They had to pay money for Divrei Torah. So they hired a guy for 400 zuz to go to jail and ask Rabbi Akiva. V'shalos Rabbi Akiva b'veis ha'asur. V'asar. Esavidu b'seira b'netzivin. V'asar. So if you had miyun from the first husband and get from the second husband, you're not allowed to go back to the first husband. Against the Mishnah. I remember Shalom Rabbi Yossi. No, v'zulo hutzrachna. No, she's allowed to go back. Le'isr kares. A girl's married, and with a miyun, you're letting her go marry somebody else. That's Ashes Ish. So miyun is good enough to be modern Ashes, but machzir gushaso and isr lav, and miyun is not good enough. Says the Gemara, Baram kach shalu. This is what they asked Rabbi Kiva in jail. Harei shahisa Ashes achi imo. My aunt. It was my aunt. Kedushin Rabbanan. My mom's brother's wife, who falls before me and Mian. She's Shnielo. That's a din d'rabbanan. Shniel star rise. V'nasa achid me'aviv. Not me, but Reuven's aunt. So Reuven's brother marries Reuven's aunt. Umeis, and he dies. So now Reuven's aunt falls in front of Reuven for Mian. Ma'u shetamayin hashta. She was a katana. So, can he do miyun? Can she do miyun? V'takrinu l'nisuin kamoi. It'll uproot the first marriage to the brother. V'tisyabe. And therefore now he can marry her. Yesh miyun la'achar misa b'makom mitzvah olo. It's a mitzvah of yibum. So would we allow miyun la'achar misa in order to allow the mitzvah of yibum to happen? So, sachu shnei b'nei adam b'arba me'azuz. Ubo shalos rabbi kiva. V'vei sasor. V'asar. It's rabbi ben-sivim v'asar. That's the case that they asked him. Even though it's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of yibum, ein miyun la'achar misa, you can't do miyun after death. Now we go back to the words of Rav, who said, miyun by the friend is not matter the get of him. And it's usher to go back. Amar mitzvah barashinu, mode Rav. Even though Rav said that the miyun of the second husband is not mevatel the get of the first husband, mode Rav, shemuteres la'achiv shelzesh in esra alav. Even though the get still stands as far as she can go back to marry the guy, but the get is not a get that she's usher in the relatives. Meaning, the miyun erases the first get insofar as she's not usher on the relatives. Says Gemara, Pshita. Who knew the makaris from Rosav and Kritzosav? Aval achiv lo. Right? The whole problem with why we say that the miyun of the second one doesn't get rid of the get of the first one is we're afraid that the first husband is going to seduce him, her back to him. That doesn't apply to his brother. It says, Gomer, Ma'u desema, Ligzar hayatu ha. You might think that, okay, you're right. It doesn't apply to the brother, but we should make Gzeira and forbid the brother because maybe he himself will come back and try to get her back. Kamash Malan, that we don't make such a distinction. Some say it the other way around. Figure that Ramiz of Rashid, Amarav, Kishem Shasura lo, just like she's asking him, Kachasur la'achim. Says Gemara, aye, but the brother doesn't know her at all. We're not worried that he's going to try to seduce her back. Says Gemara, you're right. Gzeira achav atahu. But you're right. We have to ask her on the brother because we're afraid that he himself will get her back as well. That's the whole reason why we said that the miyun is not mevatel the get because we're afraid he's going to try to seduce her back. So we say that we make a decree on the brother because of him. Okay. Abusai. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Bez Hashem. It's because it's